Welcome to Real Stories with Buddy Blake. Today's episode features real estate insights from Buddy Blake Real Estate. Let's dive in. Welcome back to Real Stories with Buddy Blake. Just a quick heads up that this program was created with AI assistance and uses a synthetic narrator. The content was reviewed and approved by Buddy Blake before publication. Information is believed accurate, but should be independently verified. This program does not provide legal, tax, lending, or appraisal advice. Today we're diving into something that a lot of people ask me about. What does it actually look like to buy your first home here in Wilmington? And Buddy, I know you work with first-time buyers all the time, so I'm really curious to hear how you actually guide people through this.
You know, it's funny because I think a lot of first-time buyers come in with either way too much anxiety or way too little information. They've seen some generic national advice online, and then they realize, wait, that doesn't actually apply to Wilmington. So what I really try to do is give people a realistic local roadmap. And honestly, the sweet spot I'm seeing right now for first-time buyers here is somewhere in that $280,000 to $400,000 range. That's where you get real options without overextending yourself.
Okay. I love that you're being specific about the price range because that actually helps people anchor their thinking, right? Like 280K to 400K, what does that actually get you in Wilmington neighborhoods? And I'm curious, how do you help someone figure out if they're actually ready financially?
So the first thing, and this is non-negotiable, is getting pre-approved with a local lender. Not just any lender, but someone who knows Wilmington. Because a lender who understands our market, our flood zones, our insurance landscape, they're going to give you numbers that actually make sense. I always put together a checklist for folks. You need your last 2 years of tax returns, your pay stubs, bank statements, employment verification. Some people think that's overkill, but it actually speeds everything up and shows the lender you're serious.
That's smart. So you're basically saying get your paperwork together before you even start looking at houses because it changes the whole conversation. But let me ask you this. Once someone has that pre-approval, how do they actually figure out which neighborhood is right for them? Like, that's such a personal decision.
Right, exactly. And this is where I think people get overwhelmed because there are so many neighborhoods to choose from. So I actually walk through what I call a neighborhood decision matrix with folks. You're looking at things like, what's your commute going to be? Are you working downtown or are you heading out to Leland or Carolina Beach? What's the vibe you want? Walkable urban, quiet residential, family focused with good schools. And then there's the practical stuff, flood zone designation, because that affects your insurance costs, property tax rates, HOA fees, if there is one.
Oh, wow. The flood zone thing. I feel like that's something people don't think about until it's too late. So if someone's looking at, say, Carolina Beach or North Topsail Beach, that's a completely different conversation than if they're looking at something more inland.
Absolutely. And I'm not saying don't buy at the beach. I'm just saying go in with your eyes open. Flood insurance is a real cost, and it varies dramatically depending on where the property sits. We actually have resources that walk people through that due diligence process because it's not something you want to discover after you've already fallen in love with a house. Same thing with hurricane readiness. It's part of the conversation here, and it should factor into your decision before you commit.
That makes total sense. So let's say someone's done the pre-approval. They've thought through neighborhoods. They know what they can afford. What comes next? Like, what does the actual offer and closing process look like for a first timer?
So once you find a property you love, your agent, and you should definitely have an agent, will help you put together an offer. But here's the thing. You want to include contingencies that protect you. An inspection contingency is huge. You're going to hire a home inspector to go through the property and flag any issues. Then there's the appraisal. The lender needs to make sure the property is actually worth what you're paying for it. And in Wilmington, especially if you're looking at something with water views or in an older neighborhood, those appraisals can sometimes come in lower than expected. So you need to know what you're doing if that happens.
So you're saying the inspection and appraisal contingencies aren't just formalities. They're actually your safety net in a real way. And then what? You get to closing. And that's when things get real?
Yeah, closing is where all the paperwork comes together. And there's a lot of paperwork. You'll have a closing disclosure that spells out all your costs, your down payment, your loan amount, your closing costs, property taxes, insurance. This is when you really want to have gone through the process with a local lender who can explain all of this in plain English. And honestly, if you're a first-time buyer, ask questions. Don't be shy about it. This is probably the biggest financial decision you'll make.
I love that you're emphasizing asking questions, because I think people feel like they should just know this stuff already. But you're saying, no, this is your money, your home, your future. You should understand every step. Before we wrap up, is there anything you wish every first-time buyer in Wilmington knew going in?
You know what I think is so important? Understanding that the price of the house is only part of the picture. There's insurance, taxes, HOA fees, maintenance, all of that adds up. And in Wilmington, because of where we are geographically, some of those costs are higher than in other markets. So when you're working with that 280 to 4K budget, make sure you're actually budgeting for the total cost of ownership, not just the mortgage. That's the difference between a good decision and a regrettable one.
That's such solid advice. And I think what I'm hearing from you is that being a first-time homebuyer in Wilmington is totally doable. You just need good information, local expertise, and you need to do the work up front so you don't have surprises later. Buddy, thanks so much for breaking this down. This was really helpful.
Hey, thanks for having me. I love talking about this because when people get it right, it's such a great outcome. And Wilmington's an amazing place to buy your first home. You just got to do it smart.
Thanks for listening to Real Stories with Buddy Blake. For more episodes and to learn more, check the show notes.